LS217037 and 145 Hot Air 2 and Cal DRE01869452 and 186675.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. And live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you can know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Gotta love celebrating. Now, today, you know, it's just a so-so day on the celebration front. We're looking at it is National Cat Day.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's just a so-so one. National Hermit Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
World Stroke Day. Yeah, we gotta watch that one. And National Oatmeal Day. Yeah, put a little brown sugar on the top. A little caramelizing of that might be the way to go with that one. So we'll watch it. Hey, tomorrow, though, remember, it is National Candy Corn Day. I won't be here, but it is National Candy Corn Day. So we'll watch that one for you. Hey, what's going on in the markets right now? Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1476. S&P 500 up 19. NASDAQ up 123. Take a look at what the bond market is doing. U.S. 10-year Treasury up 0.4, about 4 basis points to 0.814. is the yield right now on that 10-year Treasury. Germany, they're down a negative 0.636 is their yield on the Treasury. Not a good idea right there. Not good for them. But, hey, you know something? We've been watching this for you. I'll watch it for you all the time. What's going on in the oil market? Because that does affect each and every one of us. We'll look at that right here, right now, Ron Siegel Radio. Oil is down $1.51 a barrel. Right, it was down significantly yesterday. Now it's down another 3% today. Is that having any effect on gas prices? Well, we'll look at that for you. Nationally, yes, $2.147, down almost a half a cent from yesterday, down almost 2 cents from 1 week ago. You know, great numbers here. It's amazing how we're seeing some of these numbers there. All the numbers that we're seeing coming in very, very strong. Although here in Calizuela, we're still paying over a dollar more than the national average, $3.18.5. And we're looking at $1.81.7. $1.81.7 is the cheapest gasoline in the land. I'm trying to find it for you. I know that that's the number in Missouri. Yeah, so we're the highest priced gasoline on the mainland. Only Hawaii has a higher gas price on average than Calizuela. Why is all this happening? We're going to look into that. We've got some great, great numbers came out this morning. Pretty fascinating when you see some of the numbers that have come out. And it's not the stock market because that's been all over the place today. But we got the numbers came out on first reading of GDP. That was a very, very good number came out there. Better than expected. So we liked seeing that number. We like watching some of the numbers that are showing our economy is coming back in spite of places like Calizuela, where we do not want to see the economy coming back. The governor here seems to continue doing everything he can to hinder the economy, to hurt the citizens. People aren't wanting to recognize it, right? Who gets hurt by a shutdown? Who gets hurt? You know, the governor is won't even mention the word Disney, right? Probably one of the largest employers in the state when you think about the Disney Studio, ABC, Disneyland, ESPN, all of these other things. And the governor won't even mention the place by name. But he says the theme park in Orange County. Okay, I know it could be talking about Knott's Berry Farm, but you know, when you're talking about the theme park in Orange County, there's you got the big brother, little sister here. That we all know that, right? With the governor keeping it closed down, who is paying the price? Disney has plenty of money, right? They've got all their other theme parks open. Every other one in the world is open with no documented cases of COVID coming out of any of those places. Every theme park, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Paris. I'm not sure about Paris. We'll see what happens there because they're having some conversation. Orlando, everywhere. They're all open except Anaheim. Now, Disney, you know, they've got their studios going. They've got ABC making money. They've got all this other stuff going, right? Great year when you talk, whenever you're in a political year, they sell lots and lots of advertising. Just the way it goes. But here's the catch. Here's the issue that they don't want you to know about. Who gets hurt when Disney lays off 28,000 people? Yeah, for the most part, it's going to be the hourly worker, the custodians, the ride operators, the maintenance people, the gardeners, right? They cannot do their job. Many of us are doing our jobs virtually nowadays. I've got family members that are teachers, right? They're doing their teaching virtually. They're doing it on a Zoom or Teams or Google, whatever they use, but it's being done virtually. You can't be a janitor or a custodian at Disney or anywhere else virtually. Doesn't work that way. So who gets hurt? It's the average hourly worker, the person who's probably needs those jobs the most. They're the ones that the governor is hurting the most. Doesn't see it that way. But think about this. The U.S. economy grew the first reading of third quarter GDP, 33.1%, 33.1%. Right? That's a strong, strong number. We look at housing numbers. We'll talk about that in a minute. We're looking at the jobless claims. That one's coming out very strong also. Every number that we look at is coming out strong in spite of Calizuela, in spite of New York City. Right? These places are hurting the country. They're hurting their citizens, and the governor doesn't care. The Speaker of the House, think about this one. So the Speaker of the House has been negotiating with Secretary Mnuchin about trying to get a stimulus bill to help these people. The hourly person, they're the ones that need that help most, right? So the Speaker of the House, Mnuchin, they've been trying to help. The Speaker wants to get all this other garbage built into the plan, things that have nothing to do with the coronavirus. So now she comes out she talks to the Speaker the Secretary every day. Hasn't talked to the president in over a year, from what I understand, but talked to the people in his cabinet every single day. But decides that with regard to this now, she's going to send him a letter. And lo and behold, Politico gets a copy of the letter before the secretary gets a copy. How do you think that happened? Yeah, the Speaker of the House, she's just playing games with this whole thing. She's obviously not interested in helping the average person who needs help. She's not interested in helping the average small business owner who needs help, right? They had the PPP program, right? So it was the payroll protection program. Well, there was some extensions of that built in. She doesn't care. Extensions of unemployment. Now, unemployment benefits last 6 months. Right, so if you went on unemployment in April, you might be nearing the end of your unemployment benefit. Speaker of the House doesn't care. That's what the games that they're playing. And you know, you can say it's partisan, you can say I'm partisan all you want, but the president's been out there telling you from everywhere. He goes to every part of the country. Right, think about it. Yesterday he was in Arizona. Today he's in Florida. He'll be in North Carolina later in the afternoon. Yeah, I know Joe Biden had to take the day off yesterday. It was a tough day for him. He went out and voted, had to go home and take a nap. Today he was going down to Florida, then he'll head right back home to take another nap. How can he be president of the United States if you have to go home and take a nap every day? Right? I don't understand that. I know 70 million people have voted already. Have you voted? I can tell you I sent in my ballots. I do help my son with his. I do counsel. So he gets to make his own choices. He's of age, so that's the issue there. But yes, we dropped off our household ballots over to one of the polling places. You have a good understanding when you watch and see what's going on in the marketplace right now and what's going on all over right now. When you see a long-time ardent Democrat liberal, Leo Terrell, I mean, I up until the last 6 months, I've never agreed with anything Leo Terrell had to say. Very, very strong civil rights attorney. That part I agree with. How you get to the solution, I have not agreed with. But Leo Terrell out there saying, you know, you can't go with Joe Biden. You can't vote for Kamala Harris. Right? They're not going to do what's right for the country. They're not helping the minority population. They don't have a plan for that. The only plan that they have for anything is the part of the coronavirus plan that China Joe has plagiarized from the current administration. Speaking of China Joe, did you watch the Tucker Carlson interview with Mr. Bublinski is his name, right? A longtime servant of the country, right? He's had a top secret clearance. He was a commander, I think, is the position of a nuclear submarine. And the guy's got credibility. He's got documentation. 7.5 million people watched the interview on Monday night, I think it was. It's a crazy high number for any type of a cable news show. But laying out details of how China has been paying the Biden family, laying out details as to how Ukraine has been paying the Biden family, how even though the vice president said in the debate last week that he had no knowledge, yeah, he was at some of the meetings, right? Think about some of these things. And we want to put that in there. Tony Bobulinski, I think is how you say his name. That all the documentation, I would submit that the documentation that Mr. Bobulinski presented on Monday night on Tucker Carlson would be more than enough for the average prosecutor if we had a fair system to take this to a grand jury and potentially indict the former vice president. He was doing some of these things in 2015. When he was still the sitting vice president, according to Mr. Bobulinski. Now, is it true or not? I don't know. It was a pretty compelling case. I'm going to say it was a very, very compelling case that if you didn't see it, you may want to go back and look. I'm sure it's online somewhere where you can see the interview for yourself. Make your own decisions. I'm just sharing with you that what would happen here if it turns out that all these allegations are true. Well, the person that got less than 1% of the vote, Kamala Harris, in the Democrat primaries could end up being the president of the United States if Joe Biden is forced to resign or gets impeached. You look at these allegations, they make Watergate look like a play toy. But, you know, something you're not hearing a lot of this because you get people like the Twitter, right? Twitter, they suppress the story. They don't want to see it. Then their CEO, apparently, I don't know, seems like he may have lied under oath yesterday when he was reporting to the Senate. I don't know if he did or not, but you know, there's a lot of question marks right there. So he's saying that the New York Post is free to share the information that they want. They're free to tweet. Yeah, but it turns out that apparently they are not free to tweet. What they can tweet what they want as long as it passes Jack Dorsey's interpretation. Then you look and see Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook. He has a former Biden worker as part of his fact-checking, his nonpartisan fact-checking team. And we've told you this before, 18 out of 20 are Democrats who have support the Democrat Party, hey, that's your choice. But if you're going to have a fact-checking team, don't you think it should be a little bit more fair and balanced? I just throw that out there for you to make the decision. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, I got a packed broadcast for you today. Three ways low inventory is a win for sellers. How buy now, pay later services affect your credit. How much do you need to buy a home? Six types of COVID-19 financial scams, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Real Estate Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how-to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today, and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star They've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Dow Jones now up 53.5 points. NASDAQ up 144 points. S&P 500 up 21.5 points. 10-year Treasury up 3 basis points. And the mortgage-backed securities, they are dead flat right now. But why is all that happening? We'll tell you that right now. Ron Siegel Radio, we've got the information for you. Basically, we're looking at questions in the market. Pending home sales, measures, signed contracts on existing homes were down 2.2% in September, less than the 3% gain expected, but sales are still up 20.5%, up 20.5%. The month-over-month decline was not due to a lack of demand, but a lack of supply. Got some crunching going on in our sounds here today. I don't know what we've got going on here. So we are, let me see if we can pull a couple plugs. And, there we go. It looks like I found the culprit. Pending home sales measures signed contracts on existing homes. I told you that the month-over-month decline was not due to a lack of demand, but a lack of supply. Remember that supply of existing homes is down 20% year over year. So think about that. Our sales are up 20.5% year over year with inventory down by 20%. If there were more homes on the market, probably more sales. It's still impressive that sales are up 20.5% year over year with inventory down like that. First look, as I told you, of Q3 GDP came in up 33.1%, which was slightly higher than expectations of 32%, and a nice improvement from the final Q2 figure of 31.4%. One thing to keep in mind, after falling 31.4% in the second quarter, the 33.1% gain does not erase that. After the decline, you'd have to come up almost 46%. To make back what was lost. With the report, the biggest contributor to GDP was consumer spending, which we know has been added by stimulus. If we don't see another stimulus package, yeah, Q4 could suffer. But I'll tell you right here, right now, Q4 is generally going to be a good number because whenever we've had historic challenges in the marketplace, Christmas season, the holiday season, is significantly higher than it was in the prior years. So right now, I'm going to tell you that I think that consumer spending is going to be significantly higher just from historical numbers. Initial jobless claims, it was released this morning also. They show that individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week decreased to 751,000. That's 40,000 lower than the previous report. Continuing claims are those that continue to receive benefits improved by 700,000 to 7.6 million. That's a big improvement, but remember that after people run out of continuing benefits, they can apply for pandemic emergency unemployment. So that's a different number, which extends their benefits another 13 weeks. That figure increased by 400,000. So the drop in continuing claims is not as good as the headline would lead you to believe, but it is moving in the right direction. Also, it's unclear if people are, in fact, going back to work or they're just running out of benefits. That's the big issue right there. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make a call, 800-306-1990. I will tell you also that the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey shows that interest rates ticked up ever so slightly this last week. 2.81% is the Freddie Mac number. You have to pay 0.7 of a point to get it. That was up a bit as well. So interest rates did go up a bit this week. But hey, compare that to last year, same week, 3.78 was the number last week. So it's just about 1 full percentage point lower today than it was last year, same time. That's a pretty significant number. And again, as I've shared with you many, many times, you're going to want to make sure and take a look at these numbers, because if your family got involved and bought a house anytime in the, you know, 3, 4, 5, any more than, well, let's look at the numbers, more than maybe, oh, say June or July, they might want to be looking right now again at a restructuring their loan. Right? Why? Pretty simple. The numbers just make sense. Get a total cost analysis. Whoever you worked with before, call them and tell them you want a total cost analysis. You want to see where you are today and what the current market options are and see what they'll do with maybe a 1-point buy down on the interest rate. Just a 1-point buy down of the interest rate. See what that does for you. And tell them you want it on a total cost analysis. That way you can see what the monthly benefit is. You can tell them you want to see what the 3-year benefit is. And you want to see what the 10-year benefit is. It can all be laid out right on that form for you in very, very short order, very, very simply. I'm just going to suggest to you that if you're not getting that, demand it. It's a great tool. Strategy beats rate every single time. I've been saying this for a long time. If you have the right strategy, that's going to beat rate every single time. And I know some folks that got the wrong strategies as recently as in the last few weeks. Because I've looked at some of their numbers, they've called me and said, hey, Ron, did I get a good deal? And my comment to them is, are you happy with it? If they're happy with it and they just closed the loan, well, you know, if they got a good deal or didn't get a good deal, what am I going to do, throw salt on a wound? So if they're happy with it, great. If they didn't get a total cost analysis, they probably didn't get all the details to make a great educated decision. You need a total cost analysis. That's why we provide them for our private clients all the time. And they can actually see exactly where their loan is, how it's performing. Is it doing what they wanted? Is it meeting their strategy? Right? If your strategy is you're going to keep that property for another 10 or 15 years, there's one way of going about things. If you're going to be looking to move, or if you're a person that likes to change and remodel homes, hey, you know something? There's a completely different strategy to deal with that kind of a desire. Everything has its own strategy. They're not all right. They're not all wrong. But you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, three ways low inventory is a win for sellers. How to buy now, pay later affects your credit. We'll talk about that. What credit score do you need to get a student loan? Talk about all these things and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 2170-37. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564, SLT Home Digest, 79564. Find out what the county recorder knows about your property. Find out what the market believes about your property. And it's all a service from Ron Siegel Radio. It is all free to you. We like the idea of free, and it's going to give you the best information always on a regular basis. You know, I say this on all the time to you. Right, you get all these different things going on. You've got your stock portfolio. You get an update on that on a regular basis. You get your bank statements every month. You get credit card statements every month. But here's the issue. When was the last time you really looked at your real estate positions? Right, it's probably your largest asset. For most people, it is. For those that have a mortgage, it's the largest liability for most people. It is. But you're not looking at it. You're not watching it. You're not seeing if it makes sense for you to adjust. Right? So think about that concept. Why don't you know? Because you're not getting the Home Digest emailed to you every single month. Right? In your email every month, you get the digest. It's going to tell you exactly what the market is doing. And I'm just going to suggest to you, you might want to be looking at these things. I'm just saying it. It's right there for you. It's going to give you all the information that you need, and it's free. So what are we talking about today in the story of the day? Three ways. Low inventory is a win for sellers. If you're thinking about selling your home, yeah, the low inventory ways that we are right now, that makes a whole lot of sense. Number of houses for sale today is significantly lower than the high buyer activity in the current housing market, according to Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. That would be NAR. Quote, there is no shortage of hopeful potential buyers, but inventory is historically low, unquote. When the demand for homes is higher than what's available for sale, it's a great time for homeowners to sell their house. Here are three ways low inventory can help you win if you're ready to make a move this fall. Number one, high prices. With so many more buyers in the market than homes available for sale, home buyers are frequently entering into bidding wars for the houses they want to purchase. This buyer competition drives home prices up. As sellers, this can definitely work to your advantage, potentially netting you more for your house when you close the deal. Number two, greater return on your investment. Rising prices mean homes are also gaining value, which drives an increase in the equity you have in your home. In the latest Homeowner Equity Insights report, CoreLogic explains, quote, in the second quarter of 2020, the average homeowner gained approximately $9,800 in equity, unquote. This year-over-year growth in equity gives you the ability to put that money toward a down payment on your next home or to keep it as extra savings. Number three, better terms. When you're in the seller's market like we are today, you're in the driver's seat if you sell your house. You have the power to sell on your terms, and buyers are more likely to work with you if it means they can finally move into their dream home. So, is low housing inventory a big deal? Yes, especially if you want to sell your house at the perfect time. Today's market gives sellers immense negotiating power. However, it will not last forever, especially as more sellers return to the housing market next year. If you're considering selling your house, the best time to do so is now. Bottom line, if you're interested in taking advantage of the current seller's market, let's connect today to determine your best move in our local market. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest 79564. Find that dream home right away. Hey, let's talk a little bit. I get this on a regular basis. People don't have enough money for a down payment. They think they need more money than they really need for that down payment. So the question becomes how down payment assistance opens the door to home ownership. Many people are eager to buy a home right now while affordability continues to be a highlight of the current housing market. However, a recent survey by Sparks Research shows that 20% of first-time home buyers cite a lack of financial education as a barrier to home ownership. This is definitely understandable. If you don't feel comfortable with the financial process of buying a home, it's hard to make a confident decision. In fact, 4 in 5 home buyers say they need help to understand what they can even afford in the first place. This is why finding the right professionals to help you through the process is so important. On top of that, the same survey reports over 2/3 of prospective home buyers believe they'll need assistance to save enough for a down payment. What they may not realize is that there are a lot of down payment assistance programs at the state and regional levels, and many of them have funds available for potential buyers. Down Payment Resources recently released its Q3 2020 Home Ownership Program Index, which explains the number of total programs is 2,340, and over 81% of the programs currently have funds available for eligible home buyers. Down payment assistance programs are not only for first-time home buyers. Keep in mind, these programs aren't just for first-time home buyers, so it's worth exploring your options no matter where you are in your home ownership journey. For example, if you're working from home now, you may be thinking of relocating to a more affordable area where you can stretch your dollar further and have more space inside and out. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, explains, quote, rural areas have mortgages, USDA loans, that do not require down payments. And some workers who can work from home may want to consider outer suburbs or small towns where USDA home loans are available and where homes are very affordable. That's the unquote. If affordability is on your mind and you're expecting to be working from home long term, the right home may be in an area where you haven't considered yet. In addition, the assistance program you need might be within reach too. If you're interested in learning more about down payment assistance programs, additional information is available through Down Payment Resource. Your real estate advisor, that would be from the Siegel Lending Team, they can help you decide which option is best for you. Just give them a call at 800-306-1990. Bottom line, thanks to a range of down payment assistance programs, affordable options are out there for today's hopeful buyers. It's important to get the financial education you need to understand all these issues. Now, you can't make an educated decision. I know there's so many people that go and they just talk to their next door neighbor to find out what the information is that they're looking for to buy that new home. Your next-door neighbor probably does not have that information. And if they haven't bought or sold at least 5 or 6 homes in the last 6 months, they probably are not dealing with current information. A lot of things changed during the days of the pandemic. Where do you think it fits for you? Just throw that out there for you. So let's look at a couple credit items, because a lot of people don't understand how the credit market works. How buy now, pay later services do affect your credit. Yeah, there's a new breed of buy now, pay later services being offered to online shoppers. You may have noticed one of these installment plan options while shopping online at your favorite retailer. These plans allow purchases to be paid off in multiple payments over time rather than all at once. They're familiar to layaway, except that your products are shipped right away. So some buy now, pay later services are offered with no fees or interest, sometimes no upfront payment, which can be attractive even for shoppers who have a credit card with available credit. Depending upon the purchase amount, you may be presented with multiple payment options with different monthly payment amounts and interest rates. Choose the one that fits your budget, then provide your payment information. For repayment, the service may link directly to your bank account, making it easier to pay off the balance and eliminate late payments as long as the account is open and funds are available. Shoppers are embracing the opportunity to buy now and pay later. According to a survey from the Ascent by Motley Fool, more than a third of U.S. consumers have used buy now, pay later service. While most people say they have used the services to avoid paying credit card interest or buy something not in their budget, only about 22% say they understand all the services, terms, and conditions. So what is the impact on your credit? I'm going to tell you that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will talk about the impact on your credit. We've got that featured home by mysocallender.com, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and NMLS 217037 and VCalBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com, MySoCalLender.com. They've got all the information for you that you need to get that new home. 19408 Sterling Hill Lane in Paris, California. Five bedrooms, two full bathrooms, single story, five bedroom home in the sought after community of Boulder Springs. Step inside the welcoming and gorgeous leaded glass entry doors, and you may not want to leave. This home has everything from a billiards room with parquet floor, custom stained glass windows to a gourmet kitchen with granite counters, stainless steel appliances, and a butler's pantry with access to the dining room. Other upgrades include solid surface flooring throughout the home. Only one bedroom has carpet, crown molding, plantation shutters, ceiling fans, and solar. Got a hero program. Purchase price or offering price, $655,000. Put 5% down, your payment, $3,761. Put 10% down, $3,533. Put 20% down, $3,066. And I'll give you the APRs to keep the compliance people happy. 3.475, 3.347, and 3.185, NMLS 217037. These are all based on current rates. They will change. Oh, you got to qualify for them. Yeah, and it is obviously everybody is on an equal footing when you're dealing with the Siegel Lending Team. Equal housing opportunity, equal housing lender. We don't want to get anybody upset because, hey, you know something? If you can afford it, if you want it, you should be able to buy it. That's just the way we roll at the Siegel Lending Team. Again, that is the featured home today, brought to you by MySoCalLender.com, MySoCalLender.com. Now we're going to continue our conversation that we were having just a minute ago before the break. And we've been looking at how buy now, pay later services affect your credit. So we gave you a little bit of the background in the last segment. Remember that even if there's no credit check for a buy now, pay later service, your credit could still be impacted. For example, missed payments could affect your FICO score. Think about that one. And we're not talking about your Vantage score, because I call that a FICO score. It really doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. You could also face penalties for interest rates or fees on top of negative marks on your credit. Most services require you to provide your credit or debit card information. They want to know what you're doing, right? They're following what's going on. So they want your debit or credit card information, which typically help you avoid missed payments. However, you could default if your payment is declined or returned by the bank, for example, if you don't have sufficient funds or your account is closed. The provider might also consider you to be in default if you file for bankruptcy while you have an outstanding installment plan. You provide false or inaccurate information, or you otherwise violate the terms of the installment agreement. Some services may check your credit to determine about eligibility with Affirm or Klarna. These aren't hard credit checks that affect your credit. PayPal credit may be offered at a checkout, but you're actually paying or signing up for a reusable line of credit, which is more like a credit card than the buy now, pay later service. Some purchases made with PayPal credit qualify for 6 months with no interest, and monthly payments are reported to the credit bureaus, whether late or on time. Tips for borrowing responsibly. If you're using a credit card as the payment method for the buy now, pay later purchase, make sure you pay that balance in full on time each month. Otherwise, carrying a balance will lead to interest, and late payments will incur a fee and potentially damage your FICO score. Like other inaccurate information, you're allowed to file a dispute with the credit bureaus if you believe information about that BNPL service is inaccurate. Accurate negative information can remain on your credit report 7 years and factor into your FICO score. Of course, when you're considering the BNPL services for purchase, you should factor in your ability to pay. Smaller payments could tempt you into spending more than you actually can afford. While the payments may be affordable, keep in mind any major expenses you have coming up that could impact your payments. Just a little bit of information there on the buy now, pay later services. So let's look at the next one I wanted to chat with you about. Here's another conversation I get into a lot, questions. It's how we kind of answer some of the things that we're going to talk about on Ron Siegel Radio. What credit score do you need to get a student loan? Should I wait a second? I think we've got some question mark there. I guess that one's not working properly. Yeah, that's the one that we were looking for. So the College Board, the average yearly tuition on in-state public academic tuition institutions, 2019-2020, $10,440. The annual tuition of the private colleges over the three times higher, $36,880. That means you didn't talk to our friend Chris Bissonette, because he would have given you some information on that as to how to minimize those numbers. There are not many of us who have enough wiggle room in our budgets to cover these kinds of costs out of pocket. So unless you're fortunate enough to win a lot of scholarship and grant fundings, you'll probably need to take out at least some student loans to help pay for your college. With most types of loans, you need to have good credit to obtain loan approval or secure the best rates. But do student loans work the same way? If so, that could be a problem for college students, many of whom are just beginning their credit journeys. Do you need a strong FICO score to get approved for a student loan? And is it possible to get a student loan if you have a limited credit history or none at all? The minimum credit score that you'll need to get a student loan will depend heavily on the type of loan that you're applying for. So we're going to show you a few of them. Direct, subsidized, or unsubsidized student loans. These are student loans with thin credit files or damaged credit. We'll be happy to learn that there is no minimum score for direct, subsidized, or unsubsidized student loans. In fact, you won't even need to have your credit checked during the loan application process. Despite having no minimum credits, these loans come with fixed interest rates of 2.75% for undergraduate borrowers, 4.3% for graduates. Borrowers also pay a 1.062% fee that is subtracted from their loan disbursement. In addition to no credit score requirements and low rates, direct, subsidized, and unsubsidized loans come with other federal benefits. For example, borrowers can join income-driven repayment plans, apply for federal forbearance or deferment, pursue federal forgiveness programs like public service loan forgiveness. Learn more about subsidized and unsubsidized loans at studentaid.gov or call my friend Chris Bissonette. Direct plus student loans. So the direct and subsidized student loans offer attractive rates and terms. They also come with an annual lifetime borrowing limits. And if you already hit your funding cap, you'll need to consider other loan options. If you're a parent or graduate student, direct plus or parent loan for undergraduate student loans could be a strong choice. With both Direct Plus and Grad Plus loans, you can receive up to the full cost of attendance. Interest rate and fees are slightly higher, but you can still qualify for federal benefits like the income-driven repayment or the public service loan forgiveness. What is an adverse credit history? The next question. With Plus loans, your interest rate is not based on credit. All approved borrowers receive the same fixed rate, 5.3%. but you won't be eligible to borrow if you have an adverse credit history. Here's how that's defined. Having one or more debts with a total combined outstanding balance greater than $2,085 that are delinquent by 90 days or more, or have been placed in collection or charged off during the previous 2 years, or during the past 5 years, you've been subject to default determination, bankruptcy, debt discharge, foreclosure, repossession, tax lien, wage garnishment, a write-off of a federal student aid debt. As long as none of these situations apply to you, you can qualify for a PLUS loan regardless of your specific FICO score. And even if you have an adverse credit history, you could still receive a PLUS loan by adding a creditworthy cosigner or providing documentation of extenuating circumstances. There are also private loans. We're not going to get into that today. There's more information here, but give me a holler at 800-306-1990 if you want the full report. As always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.